Diary, September 1892. Preston, Melbourne, Australia. September 2nd to 29th, 1892. Preston, Melbourne. This Friday, the mail had to be closed up. It was a very busy day. I had to watch and pray while closing up the mail and arranging articles or letters to go to the several places where they were intended. To do this and keep the different manuscripts all right required care. Fanny and Emily and Marion were all at work to prepare these matters to be sent, and I thank the Lord I was enabled to get the different letters and manuscript in order to be calligraphed to be sent where they belonged. September 3rd, 1892. Preston, Melbourne. Today, Willie, May Walling, and I attended the meeting held in Paran, where the students meet for church service. Brother Baker and Willie carried me up the stairs in an armchair. We found a goodly number assembled in the commodious little hall. I spoke from the 17th chapter of John, emphasizing the necessity of our constantly seeking to answer Christ's prayer that his disciples may be one in him. When we are at variance with one another, how can we be branches of the true vine? Elder Starr spoke for 30 minutes, following up the same line of thought, and then Brother Rousseau and Willie each spoke a few words. The students followed in quick succession. They bore intelligent testimonies, expressing themselves as having received much light on the scriptures during the short time they had been at school. The meeting was a profitable one. The Lord was present, and his Spirit was moving upon hearts. After the meeting, we went to the school, and at the close of the Sabbath, the students assembled in one of the large parlors where a short service was held. I had much freedom in presenting the teachers and students before the Lord, asking him to give the teachers wisdom and grace in the management of this, our first school in Australasia. September 4th, 1892. Preston, Melbourne. I am still at the school. After breakfast this morning, we had a council with the school faculty in regard to the best articles of diet to provide for the students, many of whom have been in the habit of eating meat 2 and 3 times a day. We decided that the best thing for us to do in regard to the food question would be to begin as we wished to continue and give the students a wholesome but not a spare diet. The students have expressed themselves as well satisfied with the food. They say that they do not wish to eat largely of meat, for they realize that it will be better for them not to do so. Those of the students who choose can have the third meal, but there are many who have decided to dispense with it. We are glad to see these young people so ready to agree with the judgment of the teachers. September 5th, 1892. Preston, Melbourne. Yesterday afternoon, we drove through the district near the school to see if we could find a suitable house for rent. We found one, near the school, which we may try to secure. St. Kilda is one of the prettiest suburbs of Melbourne, and rents are very high. We took dinner at the school, and then made preparations to return home. Preston, Melbourne. Emily and Marion went to the school building to make mattresses which we need. In the evening, they attended a lecture given by a lady missionary from India. They returned home at 10 o'clock. September 12, 1892. Preston, Melbourne. Today, May Walling, Sarah Belden, and I rode over to the school. We looked at some houses which are to let, but did not find any suitable for us. We took dinner with Brother and Sister Daniels. He wished to see me in regard to my coming visit to Adelaide. W.C. White came in at noon, and we had a long consultation which lasted till 5 o'clock. There were many things to be considered. We laid plans for holding a series of meetings in Adelaide. September 13, 1892. Preston, Melbourne. We did not get home from the school yesterday evening until after dark. I rested well during the night. I am grateful to my Heavenly Father that my strength is increasing. I can use my limbs much better than I could. During my wakeful hours, my mind is busy planning how we can best be a blessing to the believers in this country and how we can best work for unbelievers. The work here is still in its infancy, and it will be bound about unless the hearts of those who believe the truth are softened and subdued by the grace of God. September 14, 1892. Preston, Melbourne. Last night I slept very little. So far, the weather this month has been stormy. We endure the unpleasantness the more cheerfully when we think that farmers are rejoicing in the prospect of a good crop.
Elder Daniels left Melbourne today for Adelaide. We received our mail from America this afternoon. The mail was small in comparison to what it has been, but the letters were important. Willie and I have been talking together in reference to our future plans. One thing we feel certain of: we shall remain in Australia for another year, until we see the work placed on a broader basis. We dare not leave it as it is. September 15, 1892. Preston, Melbourne. This morning we were happily surprised by receiving a large package of letters from America. I must set to work in earnest to answer these letters. We are approaching the time when Elder Tenney shall leave for America, and there are many questions that must be considered and settled before he goes. September 17, 1892. Preston, Melbourne. Today I spoke to our people in North Fitzroy, in a small hall in the Echo office. The room was well filled. A number not of our faith were present. It made me feel at home to be once more in the congregation of the saints. I spoke very plainly and with much freedom. September 21, 1892. September 18th, 19, 20, and 21 were occupied in writing American mail and in preparing for our trip to Adelaide. Elder Daniels writes that he has not yet been able to find a suitable house for us, but we shall leave Melbourne for Adelaide on Monday, the 26th. Last Thursday, May and I drove to the school. We drew up to the barn in a sharp shower of rain. I was taken in a chair to Sister Daniels' room and made very comfortable. Sister Daniels has given me this room to occupy till I leave. She has received a letter from her husband saying that he has found a house for us. Thursday, September 22, 1892. Preston, Melbourne. Willie left us today to return to Melbourne. We felt sad to have him go. September 23, 1892. Preston, Melbourne. I slept little during the night. This morning we sent Elder Daniels a telegram to engage the house for us. I'm not feeling as well as I could wish. The arrival of the mail and the labor of answering the letters, together with the confusion and taxation of packing up for our journey, made me very sick. On Wednesday, Sister McCursey and her sister from Europe called. I had a short conversation with them. All these things coming together have prostrated me. I'm so lame that I cannot move without pain. I greatly fear that I shall not be able to endure the journey to Adelaide. September 28, 1892. Adelaide, Australia. On Monday, September 26th, we left Melbourne for Adelaide, reaching here at 10:30 the next morning. Elder Daniels met us at the station, and I was placed in the baggage elevator, and so brought to the level of the street. Thus, we avoided climbing the long flight of stairs. I was immediately driven to the house that we are to occupy. It is a furnished house, and we are pleased with it. The rent is $25 a month. I am to have the use of the pony and phaeton. This is a great favor. The carriage is easy, and the pony manageable and a good traveler. Rode out to get some things in town.